What just happened? I mean, fair dinkum, what did just happen? The government just guillotined 24 bills through the parliament yesterday. They're at it again today. The staffers are working all night this week. The politicians are fighting in the Senate. Temperatures are very hot at the moment. Labor kicked off the week with 76 bills to get through. 76! Well, they've been debating all sorts of things all year in our parliament. Tempers were fraying. Pauline, and this is what you will have seen, Pauline was trying to get rid of Fatima. Fatima gave Pauline a blast. Lydia Thorpe tore up paper and threw it at Pauline. Gave the Senate the bird on the way out. The Lib Lab Uni Party then tut-tutted, "We don't behave like that. We don't behave badly." And sent Lydia to Senate Siberia. Suspended she was. One less indie vote. Job done. Nice work, boys. And fair enough, our behaviour, we in the Liberal and Labour parties, is always perfect. This, all while shoving through 20 or 30 pieces of legislation, of Commonwealth legislation. It's called a guillotine motion. That's what they call it. When the government brings a motion just to say, no debate, let's just shove this stuff through, let's just get the job done. Two parties get together, or the government gets together with the Greens and the Indies, whoever gets the numbers for them, to whack through a bunch of laws so they can't be bagged at the end of the year for doing nothing. And so they did. So they guillotined it. And finally, one of them, the AML-CTF laws. We've been waiting. We've been waiting 18 years. We've been writing about it for 13 or 14 years. We've written stories with pictures of waiting for Godot. We've had to use Godot twice. It's the real estate, property developers, lawyers and accountants that have not had to comply with money laundering for all this time. They said they'd bring the laws in 2007, and we're now 2024, the end of 2024, and finally, to our great surprise, it suddenly appeared yesterday on the papers at the beginning of the day. There it was, the AML-CTF, the Anti-Money Laundering Counter-Terrorism Financing, because Australia is a pariah state. We are a well-known money laundering organisation, of which you would not be aware because you would not have read it in the mainstream media. Molly the Magpie is more important. The Libs have tried to push it off, this bill, this money laundering bill. The importance of it, of course, is that lawyers, accountants, property developers should no longer be allowed to launder money, as they do. And the Libs, because of their stakeholders, have tried to push it off to yet another committee. That's the way they get rid of bills that are proposed, that are on the sheet, ready to go. They say, oh, no, we haven't had enough time to comment on this. Let's send it to a committee for further consultation and deliberation. Bury it for another year. Well, that's what they tried to do. But lo and behold, there it was on the alerts. Would it finally happen? After it had been promised in 2007. Well, it did. And then it was sent back to the House, as the bills have to go to the Senate, then get sent back to the House to be ratified. And it is now law. And this was while the under 16 social media ban debate was going on too. They shoved that one through, the Lib Lab Uni Party. They got that job done for Rupert Murdoch and his Save Our Kids campaign, which really ought to have been called Save Our Balance Sheet at News Corp from TikTok campaign. And there was dissension in Labor ranks too, as Albo, good old Albo, nixed all the work Tanya had been doing with the Greens to establish a truly independent environmental protection authority. So much action, impossible to distill. There'll be stories coming out of this for months to come, until everybody gets to read the things and work out what they've just amended or voted for. We'll go through the legislation on AML when we get a chance, and we'll find out what has gone through. No doubt it will have been watered down by some lobbyist in the rush. But the pièce de résistance for us was that while this debate was going on, right in the middle, smack bang in the middle of the AML debate, critical to things like housing affordability, because of course foreign wealthy people are secretly laundering money into Australia to buy real estate here, younger Australians, there it was. There was Burmo's send-off. The Senate leader, Simon Birmingham, was going to leave Parliament. And what a send-off he got. Right in the middle of the AML debate, while they were shoving 25, guillotining 25 bills through, they have an hour of unctuous statements of praise in the Senate for Burmo, hugs and kisses, right smack bang in the middle of this AML debate. It was wet for an hour. Can't they just go to the pub, these politicians, after work like everybody else? Busiest day of the year, and they have an hour send-off for Burmo. Burmo's probably a great guy. I don't know Burmo, but he seems all right. The funny thing was, too, Dave Sharma, the Liberal politician, Dave Sharma, he's a nuisance, old Dave. He actually spoke against the AML bill. Although the Financial Task Force in Geneva, the world authorities on money laundering and stopping terrorist financing, they all say Australia is non-compliant. There's a risk of us going on this thing called the grey list with Madagascar and Haiti, the worst possible national citizens in the world, because money laundering is so rife. It's a paradise here for white-collar criminals. And here was Dave, good old shady Dave Sharma, saying, why don't we just go on the grey list anyway? Let's model it. Let's go on the grey list. Surely being on the grey list is okay because there's going to be more money coming in from money laundering than there is. We're paraphrasing Dave here. We didn't actually hear this, but we were shocked when we heard that Dave said Australia should just become part of the international money laundering mafia, or stay part of the international money laundering mafia. Just go on this grey list. You know, you'll be there with Afghanistan, and I bet Afghanistan don't launder as much money as Australia does. We're worse than Pakistan, according to all the experts. We are a pariah. And Dave's idea is that let's keep Australia a pariah. Let's help these money launderers, because it'll be good for the balance of payments. So there you have it. But Mark Dreyfus, Marky Dreyfus, the Attorney General, of course, is under great pressure because he knows that it will not be a good look for him if it goes, Australia goes on this grey list. And FATF, the Financial Action Task Force, is visiting in 2026, and we need to get the compliance in place next year. It had to happen finally after 18 years. And for us, 12 or 13 years of ringing whoever is in charge of money laundering, whichever minister is in charge, we ring the office. Hello, calling you about the money laundering. How's it going? We're in advanced consultation with key stakeholders. It's always get back some email like this. In other words, you're just dithering, doing nothing, because the property lobby, the accountants lobby, and the lawyers lobby is too powerful for you guys, and you just can't do it. Anyway, we'll know what's going on, really. The devil's in the detail. And frankly, part of this bill, as we saw the original proposal, involved what they call beneficial ownership, which means that we may now have laws, which I doubt it's happened. I reckon it's probably somebody snipped it at the last minute from the bill. We'll find out soon. But beneficial ownership means that we've got that it has to be disclosed who actually owns a property or an asset in Australia. You can't just hide behind a trust or a nominee company. You've got to say, yes, me, the Chinese billionaire or the American billionaire, we're the ones that actually own all this property in Bondi or Toorak. Beneficial ownership. We don't think it's happened, but it was on the original bill, and we'll get back to you on that shortly. It's a good thing for younger Australians, this, because it will ease pressure on the property market. Although it's particularly at the high end, but still, there's a ripple effect. So there we are. You know, the mainstream media won't really dwell on all this sort of stuff because, of course, Molly the Magpie is really the central focus at the moment, and the shenanigans in the Senate, a bit of colour, a bit of distraction. Oh, the evil migrants as well. They shoved through three anti-migrants. Well, and what's the point of stopping poor people that have got on a boat to come over here and risk detention for years, some of them detention for years, not being able to have access to a mobile phone? Why would you do that? It's a straight cruelty. But the Lib Lab Uni Party got together. Yeah, they did it. Molly the Magpie, be disgusted. Meanwhile, just on a personal administrative note, we've had another crew of ambulance chasing lawyers really going after us, these guys. So we're just going to have to ask you to tip in shortly. We'll give you the full story. But we're literally, this week, being chased by a private investigator at our home trying to serve us with court documents. Defamation. I mean, seriously, a process server? No negotiations. We've offered to talk to them. No, they won't even take a phone call, this law firm. They're shonky operators, these guys. Let's just take this guy to the cleaners. We don't even know who's funding the action. We know who the plaintiff is, but we don't know who's funding it because, of course, you don't have to reveal that. We've got our guesses, our educated guesses who might be funding it. But the aim of these defamation suits is to hit you for millions of dollars in fees, to ruin your life, take you to the cleaners and muzzle your content. So that is looking like shaping up as quite a big deal. And then, of course, the lawyers will want to be paid for threatening you as well. So that's an extra cost because that's what they do. That's their business model. Bully people for fees. Anyway, we'll get back to you. That's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you for your support. It's really appreciated at this time. The mainstream media has fallen through the floor and is digging to the core of the earth in terms of standards and we're at least trying to bring you what is really going on. That's why they're coming after us. So like, share, and comment in the space below.